reminiscing on the times we used to date. Just want you to think back to the day we first met. Can't believe we're falling again. Got this feeling within that I just can't let go of. And everyone is reaching an end. We're far from the end of our lives together. Now that I'm with you, I don't think I could ever be without you. You gotta be the rock, gotta be the light, waiting at the end of the tunnel with the night. Explain, reach out, refrain. And can't believe we're falling again. I got this feeling within that I just can't let go of. And everyone is reaching an end. We're far from the end of our lives together.
That was Falling by Northern Royals, a five-piece alternative rock band from Winnipeg who've shared a stage with bands like Royal Tusk and Jet Set Satellite. They'll soon be releasing their self-titled EP, which was produced by Garth Richardson. I spoke with vocalist Evan Chandler over Skype. Evan, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Not really, actually. My mom and dad did not play any musical instruments. My brother did for a bit, but he did kind of stopped after a few years. So kind of just me.
Do you remember what the very first song or record was that you ever bought for yourself?
I think it was 3 Days Grace, 1X.
Good choice.
I've actually never been asked that question before, and I never even thought about it.
What do you think was the driving force for you? What made you realize that music was something you were called to take part in?
Just listening to some of the earlier rock bands like Finger Eleven, 3 Days Grace. Just remember singing those rock melodies and those choruses every day, all day. And I've never been that interested in playing guitar as much as I wanted to sing. So I remember I got a guitar from my mom when I was in grade 5. And the only reason I was playing guitar was so I could sing along to it. So now we're in a 5-piece band where I actually put down the guitar and we got 2 really talented guitar players. So I could just kind of focus on singing and being a frontman running around stage.
How did you come together with Kyle, Bo, Kendra, and Cody to form Northern Royals?
Me and Cody met when we were playing hockey together about 10 years ago. And Cody and Kendra lived together at that time. And then I ended up moving in with them. So the 3 of us started the band 10 years ago. Bo just joined late 2019. And Kyle joined, I think it was a couple of years now. But basically, we just knew them through other bands and playing shows together around Winnipeg here. And we kind of recruited them.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a really collaborative process, or is there someone that usually takes the lead?
Very collaborative. We generally just jam. Someone will bring a riff, whether that's guitar, bass, or me bringing a vocal melody or chord progression. But we always like to jam it as a group and kind of build it that way. Rarely is a full song completed and brought in. Sometimes, but rarely.
You formed the band in 2011 and released your EP 10 Cent Lemonade in 2015. You've since released a few singles and you're getting set to put out a new EP soon. We'll listen to a couple of those tracks in a few minutes. How do you feel your sound has evolved with your newer music?
I think it's more focused now. I think we know exactly what we want. Back in 2015, that was actually under the name The Autopilots. We had to change our name due to legal reasons. And then we just kind of felt that was a perfect opportunity to rebrand and kind of find our new sound. And the sound is similar to what was before. Like I said, I think it's more focused now. We know a lot more what we want. Maybe more hard rock now in some ways, and actually kind of more pop in some ways too. So,
tell me about some of the people you worked with in producing the new EP.
We worked with an amazing, legendary producer, Garth Richardson, out in BC. Just called him up one day and asked if he was interested in working with us. And he said, you know, he's heard of us and he likes what we're doing and liked my plan for the future. So we flew out there and we worked with him and his audio engineer, Ben. And kind of odd, the drummer of Headley, the former drummer of Headley, was there as our drum tech. Mm. And he's actually doing some backup vocals on the EP as well. So it was just a really, like, we started planning that late 2018, early 2019. We recorded in June. And it was an amazing experience.
Your forthcoming single, Fools, from the new EP has already been getting radio play around Winnipeg. What can you tell me about that song?
That's our most, I think, high-energy song on the EP. It's actually the first time we've had our bass player, Kendra, kind of singing solo parts and not just backups as well. So we first did that on Power 97. We just felt it was such a good hard rock, high-energy song to play. So then on Power 97, we got to play it on CKUW, on Electric Residence, and now here with you.